The skies seem overcrowded with satellites, but engineers are working to clear the air.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Poley.
The Israel Nanosatellite Association announced plans to launch two small satellites during the summer of 2009. This is the beginning of a push towards nanosatellites as a cost-effective alternative to their larger counterpart, the GPS. But what makes the nano better? Well, these nanosatellites are small, anywhere from 2 to 22 pounds, making them cheap to build and launch. And because they're light, several nanosatellites can be launched at once. Once in space, they work in formation. A constellation of 60 or so could cover the globe, orbiting in low Earth orbit and taking up a lot less airspace. No constellation of such satellites has yet been launched into orbit. But tech companies around the globe are gearing up to provide the bits and pieces necessary to make these small satellites a big hit in space. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. Visit Discovery Now on the web at discoverynow.us.